Hi, this is Joanna Morrow. Welcome to Da Illuminati. You can reach me at DaIlluminati024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. I am up. It is 1:56 a.m. and I'm training for a new job, and I had to do some courses and got them all done, and I have like two big assignments, and it's just gonna be a really busy week. Like, this, it's cram-a-thon. And my son has went to sleep at a better time, and I'm in a good place. And so I wanted to do a topic about things that they don't want you to know, or things that they don't want you to know about me. And I want it to be explosive. And I'm like, what is the most explosive thing that I can talk about? And it would be the racial issue. Remember how I got back from Mexico and I was talking about colorism? And the only difference between like the color I am and the color that a lot of white people are is they have hope. They have hope that they can give. They have horns. Like, I have this picture that I framed of the horn god. Yeah. It's pretty neat. And so that's the difference. Brillified. And so I really can't say anything else when it comes to like secret racial stuff. And oh my gosh, just a second. My son just curled up in my arms. All right, I am back. I have the hardest time finding diapering supply that will last through the night and keep him dry, even if changing him in the middle of the night, because he drinks a lot of fluids. I think more fluids than the average child. So yeah, but like things they don't want you to know, things I don't want you to know. Like, I think going into a race issue, like, this is my personal view of it, is not advantageous, because people have biased, and they have bias to the point where it turns into prejudice. And I don't really think anyone does not have prejudice inside, because everyone always feels wronged by someone of another race. That's how I can explain it. You know, for whatever reason, you know, I just feel wronged by another race, and that develops into prejudice that can carry to somebody that has no connection at all to where you experience what you felt was being wrong. And so, like, thinking about things that they don't want you to know, like, that's all I can say about, like, the colorism issue. Yeah, it's about hope. But, like, I have a lot of hope. But it feels like my hope was always delayed. Like, me being mixed and being part of the white race And I'm using this term lightly because of the last story I told you about the Jewish guy and just some other stuff. But I always feel like when I had said something, it always gets delayed, like a delayed type of hope. But then it always turns out that what I said is the ultimate, like, conclusion. You know, it's like I say something and it gets thought about too long and it gets processed too long. I mean, it could be months, you know, that have went by, probably years. And then the conclusion is still the same thing. So that's what I see it is, like the immediate hope versus this hope delayed. But the thing is that my hope is still, like, faster. Or I'll say super fast. I'm not going to make a division, be subversive, and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, that's my issue of race. Sex is a big topic. What they don't want you to know, that you can be affected by the people who you have slept with. And I just see people who have, like, I see old, like, dried, crusty, disgusting scab for hair, scab for face. Like, their whole face looks like a scab. Their hair looks like a scab. Like, their clothes are ratted. They're really old. Like, they've been washed, like, if they can afford to wash them, like, at least 20 times. I mean, or, like, they've wore them for, like, I say, like, at least 5 or 6 years. And maybe not even washed them 20 times. I don't know. But, like, I see that. And I see, like, the effects of the sex that they had. And, like, even on a personal level, like, people are still, like, soaking up all of the energy of the viral wet swap or viral oral sex. And, like, literally people trying to make it a virus. And I have allergies and I get allergic to stuff that I see. It's a trigger. I have, like, a trigger that makes me allergic. And I've talked with it, like, with a medical professional before. So I kind of know what it is. But, yeah. Oh, I talked with a speech pathologist about it. Yeah, I get triggered by, like, seeing, like, people move a certain way or look a certain way or give me some type of leer or, you know, it's all energy. It's spiritual energy. These things come from spirit, diseases and stuff like that. Not that I have a disease or anything, but, you know, so it's like, yeah, I just want people to know that because I've been speaking about that a lot and I spoke about it in my last show too. About that connection, about the bet and how these people, and it's like, I feel like I'm just finding that out because, you know, I didn't believe it, or, you know, like I was saying about the spiritual connection is what I want, it's what I imagine it, but is there more, like my last show left off, and yeah. Like, I just see the effects, and now, like, everybody in entertainment is claiming that everyone has AIDS, and, you know, like, people that are in gangs, you know, the lifestyle, get a 40, get a blunt, get, you know, laid. And that may not be everybody, but, like, these people are turning up. They have AIDS, and I'm so, like, I'm a marketer. And so I have to know what's going on. And I do know what's going on because I've spoke about the AIDS medication and how they made that and stuff like that. Like, I know it exists, but it wasn't something that I was thinking about big until about probably a year ago. Or maybe a little over a year when I found out, like, that so many people had it. And it's still in my head. And I want to watch, like, this YouTube video about this. Like, how did I get HIV? Because, like, it's something that nobody wants to talk about. And I don't know why. We're so proud of life. You know, you want to be us. We're cool. We have this wonderful lifestyle. We can afford all of these clothes. We can afford the parties. We can afford the fly. We can afford the cars. We can afford the mansions where you walk in and there's this round table with a flower, flowers floating down a vase, and you put your keys on the table when you walk in. That's who we are, okay? And say what it really is and how it really always feels and always sounds. You know, I mean, lots of well-known people like have it. It's not something that is not seen daily. I think when you go outside, you're gonna see people that have HIV, you know, and not know who they are. And so, like, all of y'all in this this stripper prostitution kick, you guys are so played. It's just so played. Because it's a conflict of interest. You know, especially when somebody tells you no, it's like no doesn't mean no with you freaks. You know, and that's been a big focus. And I'm more like into, like, this is what I'm saying about you guys. And this is why somebody that I know referred to you a certain way. And it is because, like, when you're a whore, you can't take care of anybody. And so that's how you all lost your master, Don. Because you spiritually were a whore. You know, because, like, you can talk about me and I talk about being promiscuous and, like, how I don't agree with that lifestyle. Like, because a woman is supposed to have their first. It's supposed to be a beautiful experience. And I've just heard too much about, like, women not having a good first time. And guys. And that's just really disgusting. Like, to lose your virginity and it's like, ooh, that's gross, or I need another one or another, like, two or three immediately to make up for this one because I just feel so gross and I just didn't like it. It's like, people are so uneducated about sex, especially losing their virginity. Because you see shows like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, it's all about lose your virginity or you're stupid or you're crazy, which is a ploy, which makes you a pawn. And it's like, people are so uneducated, like, they'll have sex for the first time, and instead of being like, it's the best experience in life, like, they're getting some type of negative side effects. It's just gross. And, like, being promiscuous, like, I don't, like, ideally, if you lose your virginity, know the person, have your little black book, know the person's name, address, social security number, clinic status is like a must. Address, phone number, what flavor ice cream they like. If they like macaroni and cheese, if macaroni and cheese is their favorite food. What their dad's name is, what their dad does, what their mom does. What's their mom name? How many brothers do they have? Are they from a big family? Like, you should know some information about somebody, especially like your first. And that's how it should be like when you have sex with people. Like, you should know them. You know, you should have a connection. You shouldn't just be like, I'm popping this guy, I'm popping this guy, I'm popping this guy, I'm popping this guy. Like, especially because all you're getting is a phone number. And if they give you the wrong phone number, then it's like, oh man, like I lost the connection. Like, I have to savor all of this, but then I lost the connection that I may never see again. You know, and it's just a weird feeling. Like, it leaves a weird feeling. But I said all this to say, like, I still wasn't in a whore mindset where I lost my mastodon and I lost my freaking right to be a nation and a right to belong to a nation. You know, I just didn't need that sleek and geek as much as other people did. Like, I don't know, I was just more relaxed. And so they got Hyde Hines, that's putting omens through people's bodies, and like they're totally down for that, that are literally using me to harvest my womb and thoughts. And it's literally disgusting. And like all you guys running around talking about, like, you guys just really suck, like, because you don't understand, like, all of that energy, you're basically saying that you want somebody to get over on me, or you want somebody to, like, be there to bamboozle me. It's somebody to seal me, you know? All that Kim Kardashian and the Kris Jenner, like, we need her to seal you so that you, you know? And it's like, they don't even have wombs. Like, they're doing that so everything that you want can be sealed through my womb. And it's like, that's, they're so desperate. Like, that's how desperate they get. And I want to talk about that for a minute. I'll let you know, I guess. Because, like, this is what happens when you steal a person's thoughts. I was going to say a white person's thoughts. This is what happens when you steal somebody's thoughts and you are still miserable. Like, you're really miserable behind the scenes because, like, everything that she is doing and, like, all the clothes and stuff and, you know, the we're in the snow now, Minnesota, we're in the snow. We have this alphabet astronaut suit on. It's, like, really expensive or whatever. And what you guys don't get is me... I'm going to put the money situation in because this is all about money. This is all about Nas, in fact. And that's how everybody kept making money off of that. And so from stealing from me. But this is what happens when you steal from a person and you live a fancy lifestyle. Because something in her is like, I have to do whatever it takes to compete. But when you're in that mind state, it's just like a person who's possessed. They don't care about their body. They just care about the outcome for another person. And like, that's what happened. It's like, I have a lot of inertia, guys, if you really think so or not. Like, I have a lot of spiritual energy and vitality to me. And when you do something
especially like stealing,
like it's gonna do something to you metaphysically. I didn't know it would do that, like where you're taking out your womb. I didn't know it would do that. And then like, think about it, like, is this a cult? Is this some type of occult practice? This is high magic, because when I think about the taking out of a womb, I think of Aleister Crowley. And I don't really know enough about Aleister Crowley. I've read the books. Remember I said I was going to stop talking about him and talk about the ancient guy who I should never forget his name, but I talked about that, who came up with the saying, and is over in the medical industry, Hippocrates. And I was telling you about how he started the saying, do no harm, because he was in the medical field and he had to have all these ethics and stuff to get through and to be this pioneer and stuff. That's what I think of it on, like, an occult level. Like, people may think of it as a trend now. People may start doing this because it's a way to conjure up enough energy to like get results and to send it to somebody that you really, really hate. You know? And it's like, she's hating me just because she stole from me. And this is how it goes with secret societies and stuff. And I came to this conclusion today. Like, a lot of people form societies just so that they can do what they want and go after people who would not like them, or go after people to bother them. Because I see that a lot, like, even with Satanists, like, they can't just stop at, this is our group. We put on horns, we turned off the lights, we had a party, you know, it was an orgy, we had drugs, illegal controlled substances. Like, they can't just be satisfied. And it's like, oh my God, you're rich. It's like, you're rich. Like, what is it with you guys? But that is not the motive. And I know I'm not them, because they can't just stay in their lane. They become these Satanists and these secret societies, like I said, to get rid of. I won't use that word. I take that back, but I had to put it out there to clear some negative energy. That's what they want to do, but they want to get back at people that would not like them. And that's like the spirit of the nature. And people can do that. They can send themselves into trance. I'm just against anybody that would not like me, anybody that would not accept me, blah, 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 blah. And it's like they're bothered, you know. And like I said, with all of the knowledge of medicine and science and all of that, like, these people on the jobs that are breaking all this code of conduct, like, had Ursula the Swersula of hell from doom and stuff, you know, sending me messages from halfway across the earth and all. It's like, you guys are just like, see how I brought that name up? And it's like, ew. They're still trying to put a sling in it, you know, get some money to go back and forth. Like, this is all about money too, you know, because like with the Kardashian situation and people, it's not just that it's disrespectful, and it's not just that you're doing something that I wouldn't do. Like, all of this stuff, all of these groups have a money stream. Like, everybody in that group makes the money. Everybody like them makes the money. And so, like, they think they're on some type of coke loan or some dope loan or something. Like, they don't have to pay. And it's like, you guys are like totally out of your mind if you think like I want to sit up and be bothered with you. You know, and like I was saying, you know, like there's laws about how it should be applied, but like on the job, it's just like people choose just a lot of hypocrites like themselves to be subversive, because like from watching TV alone, nobody should be breaking rank and on TV and giving me the messages they have just due to the ethics and the morals that they're supposed to have as a company. Why are they breaking rank trying to give me some weird ass message? You know, you have to think about that. Like, because I have to think about working too. Why do you think like I've been at home? Why would I want to go out and be stressed? I have children that have to work and have a, just a second. My cat is laying on me and I just realized I took out my contacts and don't have my glasses on. But yeah, that's just what I see with, and I don't feel like dropping a name again, but Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner. That's what I see with them. Like, nobody is exempt from the inertia. You know, the inertia on Earth. Like, that's why so many people are geeks and got geeked out. And now, like, they're mad. Like, they can't even survive, you know. And they're trying to look diamonds in my spinal cord and all that. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody just got geeked by the inertia of the Earth. Like, the pure power of the universe, the universe, the universe. And, like, she's not exempt. Like, that's what, you know, I just saw, like, instead of you just taking your shit and go, like, you have to do something extra because you feeling different, like, you're feeling weird, and that's just nasty, like, that's gross, it's just gross. And so, like, to wrap up that topic, like, they're trying to make a thing, because, you know, if they do it, there's going to be, like, a lot of chicken heads that are going to start, like, it doesn't matter. You know, hysterectomy and stuff like that. And, you know, because as long as they do it, they're so, like, they're so omen after omen after omen after. Like, they never get out, you know. So, you know, I feel kind of bad for those people because they're just totally blind about, like, what people say about them. Like, they can't do anything about it. I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm only laughing because that is karma, because a lot of these people have, seriously, guys, and we've seen it for over 10 years, like hate, all in the job, all of these people representing a job and a company, hate, and that's not even in the freaking constitution, you know. So, hypocrites. And this is what I'm saying about the integrity, and this is what I'm saying why they're still using me, because that's not using a mastodon of rulership. You know, that's not rulership what they're doing, because it's all based on a set practice, like some tried and true things that are rulership. When you break in code like that and you just run it off at the mouth, especially about some prostitution, you think you're a pimp on TV and you're the fucking mayor of the country. Like, what is the people? This is what I was saying about, like, y'all all did a bad job. Why would you have somebody like that as a governor or a mayor? Over your whole, I mean, that means everybody in the freaking state, everybody in the freaking city is just spiritually dead. It's just really sad. And I'm saying it because I don't want to pick up after your ass. I'm sick of picking up after your asses. City by city, state by state, I'm sick of picking up after y'all. I don't have a media team here. Like, everything is a breakdown. Thank God y'all learned how to calm down, because you guys think you're actually living like me. You're actually going out, like you're experiencing something that I'm experiencing, and you're going out living your life like you're making a decision and you're going through the decision process. My life goes fast, guys. Something that you need to evaluate, that's nothing that is worthy to evaluate and take more time away, because I know what is going on. Like, I see this and I've dealt with this all day, every day, every single second of my life. It doesn't stop. You know, but you actually think you're actually living my life too. And it's like, I'm not slowing down for this. Like, I probably wasted, out of this whole ordeal, I probably wasted like 5 years just slowing down and watching people evaluate and stuff. And I just don't want it to do pull on my time. Like, I know people are just in their houses, just running off at the mouth, blah, 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 yak, 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 yak. I know they're doing that right now, you know. I'm not saying, like, everything stop and I'm going to be like Exodus and come swipe some lamb's blood on the post of your house. And, you know, everybody stop talking and discussing. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is don't let me see it. Don't let it pull away from my time, because none of this is a discussion, because I know that I control everything. And I know why I control everything. I control everything because you're always in doubt. You're always in doubt about stuff. And I'm telling you, the way that rulership in the world works, which I shouldn't even be telling you that, it's not about doubting. It's not a, you don't have that second to really figure something out, because you're dealing with the cosmos. You're dealing with the powers of the universe. There is no time to doubt anything. And you want to figure something out for 1 minute, it doesn't work like that. It's just not your time. It's just not, the world is just not in your hands. You've used up your time. You went and polluted. You went and got possessed. You went and got crazy with thinking you have to continuously bother me with the prostitution issue and how I should be with another group. And, you know, that is, like I was saying, a conflict of interest. And that is something that will get you out quick. Anybody that I'm dealing with that has a conflict, that's trying to put me through a conflict of interest, is out. Because I know what I want. A suggestion is different. But trying to put me in, no dumb suggestions either. Like, that's out of my conflict of interest. You know, it has to be like, this is what I want. And you're all there. You're all, you know, witnesses. All of you are witnesses. So you already know what the fuck is going on. Stop fucking playing. And you're all witnesses. And then you come to me with some dumbass shit that you know I don't believe in. That's really fucked up. That is really, really, really fucked up. And so, like I said, the race issue, you guys are just, oh boy. Because you guys don't understand, people like me is on this earth in the billions. And we've always been rich. We've always been like we'll be middle class. But we're always a little more well off, like even spiritually. So I don't know who totally erased your dumbass mind, but I mean, it is what it is. That's what I'm saying. That's why you're not ruling, and that's why you're always with your nails to the freaking earth, trying to pull up and climb up a mountain. You know, and you're always trying to grasp, and you're grasping, and the earth is falling down on you, and then here comes a rock, and here comes another rock, and, you know, if you're really unlucky, here comes a boulder and stuff, because you're always, you know what I'm saying, grasping for something. I think that's like how racism is. That's how I picture it. Just somebody that's just like trying to climb up like a steep of padded earth, like some earth that's matted down, that's only like probably like 8 or 9 feet tall, and you just grasping at it, and you grasping at it. You need to go back in history and see there were queens that had close to my bloodline. It's a mystery why I've ever been poor. It's a mystery why my father has ever been poor, or anybody has been poor. It's a mystery. And it's a mystery why people before me were in a position that they occupied, because it was good at the time, but then it turned out to be not good, which I don't understand why anybody would have not foreseen that. FYI, people, FYI. But it all does work out for me to the end, because, you know, it all worked out in my favor. You guys messing up and losing out, it all worked out to my favor. But, like, the weirdness of racism, like, obviously I see fair skin, and I see the fairest of the fairest. And I don't feel like, can I touch your cheek, or, you know, I want to take my index finger and just go and touch, like I'm scraping off some paint or something. Not scraping, I wouldn't like scrape off a person's skin, but, you know, just kind of, actually, better way to describe it is like, you know how everyone has a fingerprint, like you press at the bank, there's that ink pad, and then you press like the fingerprint, like literally my fingerprint, and just take it and just like swipe, like, and as I'm swiping, pushing deeper and deeper into the skin, not to hurt anyone that hard, but like, and just feel it. I just gotta feel it, you know, because I'm just so, oh my God, you're there's so many of you. There's just so many of you. I just need to feel it. I need to feel it. And so, I mean, because, like, I don't want to get into it, because so many people are, like, loving it. So I'm not going to try to take away from it. But it's like, I mean, nature knows no color lines, you know? There's always been black people on earth. And if you want to go back to the ancestors of the Europeans, they were black archetypes. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm the only one on earth that really has a white room. So, I mean, I'm not trying to get into like the super classified stuff that they are not going to be able to talk about. And I don't even want them to talk about, but I'm just mentioning it because I'm not going to let these people who think they're druids and like super occult, like think they have a leg up over me, because they know that. And you can even go over to Russia and see those icons, and they're all black. It's like the stupidity that I have to deal with, because I'm saying it's stupidity because you guys actually really, like I said, you're all witnesses to this in the spirit, but you guys really don't understand that I'm not, I don't feel like you. I just don't feel like you guys. I just don't feel like you. I'm not talking about white people. I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about everybody. I just don't feel like you guys. I just don't see things the way that you see things. I don't spend so much time on it. Like going back to how you always got to analyze stuff. You analyze it from a body that doesn't have the same spiritual inertia and doesn't cable the same dimensions. You know, like you're putting it through your talk. And this is just because I can say this because it's just going off. It's going all around the world, people, you know, it's just on a bigger level. And it's like your body doesn't catch the same spiritual dimensions that mine does. It's like you're putting that through a lens, and I'm talking about specifically like my other show about judgment. You're putting my shit through your personal judgment, and your body is a totally different dimensional being than mine. And then it comes with these spiritual attachments and some bullshit. But eventually, like I was saying about that delayed hope, the truth comes out years later, guys. Truth comes out a year later because you don't want to believe it because I'm black. But while that truth is being processed years later, I've already had it years ago. Another issue that I think they don't want you to understand is about, I don't know why I thought of the word penis, why that came up. Something to do about sex, we just explained. Why did I say we? My son is asleep. Smokey is right here, my cat. Are we? Smokey wasn't talking to me. I didn't hear Smokey talking to me. I don't know why I said we. But getting more, I'm not going into any of the personal sexual stuff because somebody had me on blast about how I like to have sex and what it means for the world. But I'm not going to confirm that because that's my business. Let me see. Secrets, classified. I've talked about classified many times. Yes, they have classified files and they're not open to the public. And this is what kind of sparked that show too, about like, we don't want you to know certain stuff. So I just thought like, that's pretty weird and I'm going to help you out. So, yeah, like, you just have people that know, like, when I told you about the, how all their ancestors were black, the thought behind that is, like, there's one person out there that knows that is a different skin color of me, the Vero white, the whites with horns, okay? There's one person out there that knows that. And then there's one person that is white that knows another thing, talking about people that are that consider themselves druids and in the code and dabbled and know this and that and that. And then there's another white person that knows one thing. And there's another person that knows. And why is it so spread out is because secrets like that and truths like that, sometimes it only takes one person to know. Because they can't contain that in their vessel. It's too much for the people to contain in their vessel. So sometimes it will be one person that actually knows this, one person that actually it will not act. It is. That's the way it is. Because you can only contain so much in your vessel. In your vessel, I can contain everything. So that's why everything with me is just different, okay? Social media-wise, anything, it's just different. Like I said, sunk people attract sunk people who attract any hoes. That's just the way it is. It's not peaches and cream. It's not just roses. It's not just kumbaya. It really isn't. It's just so much more complicated. And so, like, the show is 40. I don't know how I talk so long. I just think about, like, how I can sit down and watch a program for an hour, listen to some news for an hour, and how it seems so long. Like, it's just taking all day. And it's like I've just been sitting here talking for a few minutes. But, yeah, your vessel can only hold what, like, your inertia is, you know? If you've been, you know, a jealous molester, not maybe a physical molester, but, like, you know, molest entails a lot. And I don't want to use that example. Go to, like, the Satanist. You're doing something to your body. And so your vessel can only hold so much. Okay? Just trying to clear this up because people are like, why do they bother you? Why do they always have to fuck with you? Like, why does somebody always gotta fuck with me? Like, I'm having a good fucking day. Why do they have to fuck with me? With me? Like, why? Because, like I said, their vessels can only hold so much. Like, that's the best answer that I can give you on earth. You know, like, their minds become insane. And that's a whole nother topic. And I don't even think I'm going to explain that because it's just going to make the government get wicked. You know, it's just going to make them come up with some plan to try to stay up and to get wicked. But that's what I'm seeing. I just see a lot of these things that we're so used to. It comes from somebody becoming mentally ill. It's shaded. It gets shaded. You know, but in my world, in my perfect world, and this is why people are still up there boasting, yeah, we're using Joanna for rulership for now, but we are running everything. We are running the jobs. We are running the grocery stores. We are running. How about I am letting you run things? Because this is a process, people. People that were used in the past, what do? Just get rid of them? No, you don't. You kind of have to honor what you used them for in the past. You know, it is what it is. You know, I don't know what to tell you, but, like, in my world, like, my hierarchy is going to be people who like me. And you got to genuinely like me, people. You got to be like, Joanna, cool. You know? And, like, in my world, you would, in my perfect world, that we don't know will ever happen, I am not gonna stand for motherfuckers bothering people. Like, on some random ass shit. Like, somebody trying to go to college. And people sending them all type of weird stripper motherfucking Rella energy and shit. Just mentally bother them and poltergeist them and stuff. And it's different than hostile environment because it's going on remotely as well. You know, I just don't like that, man. I just don't like it. I mean, but be mentally stable. Like, there are people, like, we're living in a community that's like, you know, you're around people and they'll give you advice, you know? Like, you're around people and, you know, everybody just has their own vibe. Like, you're going out as this unit and it's like you're around people who have feelings. And so, like, everybody's going to be giving you a vibe, you know? Everybody is going to give you a vibe. Like, anybody you come in contact with is going to give you a vibe. But I'm talking about people who really go out of their way and be like, this is what I think.
like those type of people that is like, this is what I think. I don't know what world this is, because like I said, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. You know, but that's just me coming from like a mogul type of level. And like I said, that world doesn't exist. You know, because I don't have time to like really digress with stuff. I don't have time to be like, I'm busy and I'm stressed and I need to do this. And then somebody's interjecting me, but with more nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have time to be stopped. I don't have time to, you know, take a caveat and be stopped. Take a breath and take a rest. I don't have time for that. And that's what I don't like about this gang stalking situation and this stalking and this AI, is because like people trans their self out to think because you're an underling uttering my name, like you don't want me to see that you're actually sending me all types of negative energy. And you're actually sending like trying to send omens and shit. That's why I don't like about it. That's why you'll get called out. And that's why I have to always just stay focused. Because you know what it is. You're already witnesses in spirit to what I'm doing in my daily life. And so when you're in contact with me, you know exactly that people are following me. You know that. So what you're doing is intentional. Like I said, We've already explained that. That's how it is. That's why I don't have time for it. And like I said, oh, the other thing that people don't want you to talk about or know. I am a black woman. I'm African American. And there's a lot of Rilla whites with the horns, the hope that like did spells against me and sent me evil stuff and just did evil fucking wicked stuff. Wish you know, the worst. And some of them will even say like, I wish that it wasn't us that did that, you know, like I wish it wasn't us. And so, like I was saying, I can't remember if I explained this on my last show, but like I was saying, with like the respect that I have for white people, some stuff I wouldn't even do just because you're white. And it's always been like that. Because I believe we live in such different worlds that you'll do something back to me. You know, that's how I felt. Like that was the karma that I felt. So I don't even mess with it. And so that's how I thought it would be like in the white world. Like this is a black person. We don't want to get that energy back, but it's not. It's not, especially with people knowing that I have German blood, Irish blood, like white blood, like not white blood, but there are many people who look white that hold that identity as the majority. And so, yeah, like it's always, but the thing is, it's always been like that. It's always been like being a black person as a sitting duck, because they've always been doing this. And I have receipts, people. Anybody that wants a receipt on this earth can have one. I can have my architect, accountant draw up every single person in this MFing world a receipt. And I can have a mandrake right there and give every one of y'all a receipt. So you don't want to go there. Just saying. So, yeah, it's always been that way. I mean, I wish it wasn't like that too. But then the other lens, like I'm in a ophthalmologist chair sitting and they're changing that lens and they're saying A or B. The other A or B lens is, yeah, you wish it wasn't that way, but it's really about quantity. It's really about, like, how many are actually doing it at once and at the same time and the same thing. But that's ultimately what they don't want you to know as a black person. You know, because everybody tries to act like the races are so polarizing. Like when you run into somebody that's not your color, like there's a polarizing, like there's a divide, there's a separation. And that's all throwing some sand. That's all an illusion. Because you don't think somebody would do it. That's how they got the inertia to say, I'm gonna fuck these niggas up. And not niggas, niggers up, okay? Because you sitting back being a slave-minded ass nigga. You're being, you just a poor little follower slave. And that's how they know. It's game time, bitches. Just like your people you worship. Bitches, straight up. That's how it is. But I'm not trying to get into all of that stuff because I don't like to expose too much of that. So I'm gonna take a sip of water. I feel so relaxed tonight. I feel so good. It's 3 a.m. Yeah, that's what it is. I think I'm gonna stop my show because, like I said, well, I'm lucky. I don't want to erase it. I got this big, huge comforter, like, covering up my phone and my buttons, and all I have to do is grab that phone wrong, and it could be Splitsville. So I think I did a good show. So thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.